So the topic of today's shiur is women in Sfiras HaOmer. And this will give us a little bit, shed some light on some basic concepts of Sfiras HaOmer in general. We'll start with the Ramah, actually the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham, in the top part of your page, says the following. The end of the first line of the Mogen Avraham, Reish Sim Tav Pei Teh, says, Nashim Pturois Misfira Misfira. Nashim do not have to do Sfiras HaOmer. Why? To have a mitzvah as Eseh Shesma Grama. So says the Ramah, Poshet, as we'll see in a second, not so Poshet. But the Ramah, the Mogen Avraham says, well, Sfiras HaOmer depends on time. You do it at a certain time of the year. So automatically, it's a mitzvah Eseh Shesman Grama. It's a mitzvah Eseh that depends on time. What do we know about mitzvah Eseh Shesman Grama? Woman a potter. Says the Mogen Avraham, woman a potter. The Rambam, umiu krashavyu alayu chayvo. They did accept it on themselves as if it was ordered them to do it. Alayu chayvo. They accepted it even though they don't have obligation to do Sfiras HaOmer, but they accept it upon themselves. That's what says the Mogen Avraham.
One question. What does it mean they accept it?
Oh, good question. So that's really what Michas Chinuch is asking. And really, there's a small preview to this, things we mentioned in previous Jerem, is we have a basic machlek between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, machlek between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, what to do. Can a woman go and take upon herself a mitzvah? Mitzvah says that she has man groma and is in its entirety. In other words, can she do a brach on it? Shulchan Aruch, she can't. And the Ramah, all she could. So if a woman says, I want to do lulav, she picks up the lulav, she wants to do a bracha, can she do it or not? So the Shulchan Aruch, she can't. But the Ramah, all she could. So even though she's not mechuyav bedov, even though she's not obligated to do it, if she wants to accept upon herself that mitzvah, she can do it. That's what she does lulav. That's what our woman go ahead and do a bracha on the lulav. That's what the Minig Bnei Ashkenaz has to do. So here comes the Ramah and says, and the Mogen Avraham says, Sfiras HaOmer is mitzvah shezman groma. So a woman can do it or not. Says the Mogen Avraham, kibluya layachoyev, they accepted the obligation upon themselves. Says the Minchas Chinuch right away, the Minchas Chinuch is on the right side of the Mogen Avraham, also top of the page. He brings the Mogen Avraham and it says, Noshi avodim p'tur mitzazu, dav mitzazu shazman groma, v'ayin Mogen Avraham, shekosot na'in neshavi o layachoyev. They accepted upon themselves as obligation. Says the Minchas Chinuch, dover zed tzor chiyun. Who dover chadosh? The noshim kiblu alam so mitzah hazeh shepturim mischayim neshavah lechayva. Says he's building it up, saying like they're potter. So where comes this new chayva? Velo reinu kebishum akum. Right? So some people all you can do mitzah shezman groma as he continues on and says. So and he concludes ve'achesh v'chayva lo adati moitzah advar shvagam. Says where does the Mogen Avraham get this idea? Where does he get it from? Why should Sfiras HaOmer be different? They accept upon themselves obligation. Why does the Mogen Avraham need to get to this new concept? They want to do a mitzvah. They do the mitzvah like they do lulav. What is the new concept of kiblu al-chayva? So we're going to try today in the shiur to come to an explanation. What does the Mogen Avraham mean? Why he needs to get to this chayva? The Mishnah Berurah brings, he says, the Mishnah Berurah is below the Minchas Chinuch. The Mishnah Berurah brings halacha the following. No shavali p'tur mitzazu. Down mitzazu is not goma. The kosa manu gavroa miu kva shavir alai choyver. They accept upon themselves as obligation. Umikim edumis, I think, to be nesein uloi nagi nashi klal ispor. Women don't count. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Why not? It says in the Mishnah Berurah, the kosa sa shuchat shleimai, talkovi loi vokh shnu du brocha, da bevada yitu bi yoyim echad. Because maybe they most probably going to forget to count one day. And if they forget to count one day, it's a problem. So therefore, women should not count. Why is it a problem to forget to count one day? So if you remember the shurim that we had last year, it's a machlaikis reshining. If you miss one day, can you continue counting? Machlaikis. So the behag holds, if you miss a day, you have to do the whole 49 as one shot. If you miss one, you're done. Toisis holds no. Toisis says, even though if you miss one day, you can continue counting the next day. So it's a machlekes rishonim. Therefore, we try our best not to miss a day. If you miss the day, you don't continue counting with the bracha, or you go to your friend and you say, can you moitzi me? Can you moitzi me, right? Because why would you moitzi me? You miss the day. That's what we paskin. But it's a machlekes. It's not a sure thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings someone else. It's also here in the page. We're not going to see it inside. It says, what happens if a person, the Shulchan Aruch says, la'alocha. A person goes ahead, today is the 12th day of the Omer, right? Comes tonight, supposed to count the 13. He said, oh, did I count last night? It was Moitzei Shabbos. I don't remember. I left Maariv early. Maybe I did count. I don't remember. I'm a Supuk. I'm not sure if I counted or not. Can he count 13th? Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Shulchan Aruch, yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Sfik Sveika. First of all, maybe you did count. Even if you didn't count, maybe you don't have to count every day, every night. So it's a Sfik Sveika, right? It's a double doubt. You're not sure. You just continue counting. So here by a woman, says the Mishnah Berurah, women don't start counting. Why? They're probably going to forget a day. But even if they forget a day, it's only a Sufik. So you tell them, don't start counting just because maybe they're going to forget a day. Because the Mishnah Berurah, you know, just to justify what the Mishnah Berurah says, he does say, Bevada, you two. Now maybe they're going to forget. They're for sure going to forget.
There's only one Sufik.
There's only one Sufik. Not so that, but it's hard to say it's a Dvada. It's Mamash 100% clear. So the Mishnah Berurah says, women should not count because maybe forget a day. Not so clear why. What's the big chash? Even if you forget a day, it's not the end of the world. Now, if you look at the Birkei Yosef, the Birkei Yosef,
they don't go to shul, they don't
know. Right, so more probably going to forget. But even if you forget, not a problem. So don't start counting because of that. It seems a little far-fetched.
Is it based on Metzius?
Yeah, it's Metzius.
No, but maybe then, now you have 4,000 emails.
Maybe, yeah, and according to that, you're right. Another good point. I don't want to bring it, it's a good shayla. So according to that, it's really a lewd sir that a woman will remember, so they should be out of the Abraham. He brings like a minna that the woman should not count. Look at the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef, another one of the Achronim, right next to him in Cheschenuch, he says the following. No shup tours b'zvir ha-zoyimer. After he brings a Rama, Chaykos b'ra'am ha'em, he brings a Zoya. Maharash, Arayi, he brings different Achronim. And then he says like this. He says, O'ma'ari lingu b'chtayad, iru al-anoshish ha-soifers. He says, there's some Achronim that said women should not count. Same way the Mishnah Berurah said, there's a minhag for a woman not to count. Says the Birkei Yosef, why not? Filiniri, if they do a bracha on lulav, on shayfer, they do accept upon themselves as long as come as far in a go kirachayu. So what's the problem? Chayko someone gave up. Says the Birkei Yosef, I disagree. Of course, a woman should count. She wants to count. She can count. He disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. So, but the Mishnah Berurah brings the meaning and also saw the Birkei Yosef is mentioning some achrayim hold woman should not count. So the second thing we'll try and explain together with the first Mokhatam is why there's a minhag for women not to count. The explanation which the Berurah brings seemed to be a little bit lacking. And I use that data. One is it's a little far-fetched to oyster them to count just because maybe they're going to forget. Second, well, the question that was brought over here, so what happens if they were going to remind themselves, so it should not be a problem? Imagine there's some minhag for women not to count.
The whole shaila here is because of the bracha?
Yeah.
Or because of...
Because of bracha.
Because of the bracha.
Yeah, for sure. That bracha, what's the problem?
So can't do
anything. Okay, but it's not l'chatchila. The woman says, I want to count like a man. I want to do like you're supposed to do. Especially in today's day and age. The woman says, well, you're telling me not to be like a man? I want to count. Right? So now the question, he says, don't do. Why not? So let's try to understand it. So the truth is, that to begin, is we said, whatever one brings, that Sfira Sorem is Mitzvah Eshaz Vangrola. Why? Because it comes at a certain time. Tzitzis comes only between Pesach and Shavuos. So says the Rambam. The Rambam brings it on the right side of the page. When the Rambam brings.
When a mitzvah is a zaman grama, what's the zaman? Is it an hour? 6 hours?
Anytime.
Even if it's so long.
Even if it's very long.
Still considered.
Still considered a grama. Pashtas. We'll go see now the exceptions. Let's go see. So the Rambam brings the following. He says, in Halacha Chavdal, on the right side, Pregs Halacha Chavdal, between the Musafim. It says, Mitzvah zu al kol ish v'Yisrael. V'chol mokoy v'chol zman. It's a mitzvah always. We'll see in a second what he means. V'noshim v'avodim p'turim imena. Women and slaves are potter. Zog k'sebishter right below the Rambam. U'ma shekosa noshim v'avodim p'turim imena. Mishu de mitzvah eser shazman gromo. Says the Rambam, eser shazman gromo. So says the mincha, the chinuch. Right? The chinuch, another region, on the top of the page. He brings it. Neges mitzvah sfir asoyim idaraisa v'chol mokoy b'scharim. It's only b'scharim. And the Rabban Mechamok, he goes on to say the rest of the Rabban. We'll get back to that in a second. Cheskinu holds only in mitzvah, only in males, because it's mitzvah's Ezra's Bankrova. That's the Pashtus, right? That you think, the main Surah. The big problem is the Ramban. There's a Ramban Kiddushin that says that Sfir Soymer is not mitzvah's Ezra's Bankrova. Let's see the Ramban inside. Ramban Kiddushin, let me give him a base. He brings, there's a list, the Mishnah Kiddushin brings, of all the mitzvahs says she's mangama, and all the mitzvahs says she ain't as mangama. And the exception when women are chayav a potter. So brings the Rabbi in Kiddushin, he says, he says, the other yodea, The Rambam is below the Kesef Mishnah. The Aitana Achitan Eizu Mitzvah Zeh Shalaz Van Gomok Egon Sukkov Eizu Mitzvah Shalaz Van Gomok Egon Mezuzah brings a list. The Tano Veshir. There's things that are missing over here. Mitzvah Zeh Shalaz Van Gomok, things depend on time. Shir, what is missing? It says Shir, Tefillin. Tefillin is only the day. And he skips. Mitzvah Zeh Shalaz Van Gomok, says the Rambam. Shir Tuva. Many things he missed out. For example, Moir Veh to Mechabed and Yer from your parents. Kibbut Aveim. Tzadayim Mitzvah Zeh Shalaz. Bikurim V'chalo. Bikurim, we'll get to see the second example. Kisu Yadam, you have to cover the blood when you shech, when she's a guest. Matonos, to give Matonos to a Koyin, doesn't have no time period. Sfiras Ha'oimer, counting the Ha'oimer, and Prikotin, the Pidyon, and it goes on to the Roy Mitzvah's Ken. So the Ramban puts in the list of Mitzvahs as a She'ein Azman Goma, doesn't depend on time. Sfiras Ha'oimer. All the Chayim Jamon go up and down. Ramban, what do you mean? Mitzvahs as a Azman Goma. Of course, Mitzvahs as a Azman Goma, depends on time, it's a certain time of the year. As the Ramam Nechiduch say Mitharish. What does Ramban mean? Someone is saying that maybe it's a mistake. It's a toast of the Girsa. It came in by mistake. It was a Rosh HaTevis. And we're not speaking about Sfira Soimer. So that's what some Achayim want to say. But a push-up shot, the Ramban says, Arabad Sfira Soimer. What does it mean? So Achayim try to explain it. We'll get to define here what Sfira Soimer, what is Mitzvah Sashas Ban Groma, and to get back to explain our story. So the Divri Yecheskel starts with the first answer. So the Divri Yecheskel, you know why this is not Mitzvah Zeh Shazman Gromo? I'll tell you why. Mitzvah Zeh Shazman Gromo is only a mitzvah which on its own is defined by time. For example, Shofar. The mitzvah of Shofar. Can I do it today? No. Why can't I do it today? Because the Torah told me to do only Rosh Hashanah. Why only Rosh Hashanah? Because that's the time. I was Tkiyas Shofar. So Tkiyas Shofar is depending on time because of what? Because that's the time, it's then depending on something else. It's because Shofar is only that time. That's it. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, but some things depend on time, not because their own mitzvah depend on time, but because something else makes it depend on time. He really is referring to is to Turi Avin. The Turi Avin says in Megillah, speaks about Bikurim, which also the Ramban mentioned. Bikurim, when can you bring Bikurim? Does anybody know when can you bring Bikurim? Bikurim is the first fruit that grew in the tree. You have to bring it to the base of Mikdash. When can you bring Bikurim? Nobody knows. Not everybody together.
Time of the year.
Time of the year. When can you bring Bikurim lechatchila? You maybe the Kairi. You bring Bikurim to the base of Mikdash and you do the Kriya. From Shavuos until Sukkos. That's the time. From Sukkos to Chanukah, you maybe the Einer Kairi. You don't bring it, but you don't read the Arami or Yevadavi that we say in the Gadosh HaPesach. From Chanukah until Shavuos, you don't bring. So Bikurim, Lichur means it's only depending on time. Right? It's a certain time of the year. Says the to Rebbe, no. You know why? Because Bikurim, why can you bring Bikurim only during that period of time? Because that's when fruits are available upon the Sadeh. There's a time period where that's the time of Simcha. Time of Simcha between, but that's when everything grows. It's a time of harvest. It's a great time during the year. That's when you bring Bikurim. So why can you bring Bikurim only that time? Because that's the time of harvest. It meaning something else causes it to bring Bikurim at that time. Look at the Turi Avin inside. Turi Avin is in the bottom of the page, in the middle. He says like this. The reason you can't bring Bikurim after Chanukah, something else causes it. Shame it's your best son, you don't have it, it's not a harvest time. For the point, when something else causes it to be a mitzvah zeh shazman groma, something else is pushing the mitzvah zeh shazman groma, it's not their own mitzvah. The mitzvah is not depending on time. Bikurim, in theory, you can bring the whole year. Just, you have to bring Bikurim when it's time of harvest. So what makes the Bikurim eight depending on time? An outside factor. The harvest time. So it's not the Bikurim itself. Not the mitzvah on its own has a time period. Like Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. It depends on harvest. Harvest only then. Lulut Suyer, which obviously is not going to, we don't have such a thing. But Lulut Suyer, the harvest becomes, they change the nature, the harvest will be the whole year. You know, in theory, you could bring the korban the whole year. So it depends on something else. So the mitzvah is not confined by time. It's something else which pushes it to be in a certain time. That's how mitzvah is the Shazman Goma. That's the Chiddush HaTur we have it. Chiddush HaTur we have it. It says that Divrei Yecheskel, same thing by Sfira. Why do we count Sfira on this? When do we start counting Sfira? Second day of Pesach. Why is second day of Pesach? Because that's what you mean, Korban Omer. So it depends on something else. Sfira Omer, you could have counted in theory every time. Whenever you brought the Omer, you counted. The Omer comes in the second day of Pesach. So you counted from then. If I would bring the Omer in Luyut Sur, it could have been. You can't. But if I bring the Omer in Chanukah, I'd catch Sfira Omer from Chanukah, says the Divrei Yecheskel. So the Sfira Omer depends on time, not because of its own essence of a mitzvah. But it depends on time because something else pushes it to be dependent on time, similar to Bikurim, which depends on harvest. That's what Divrei Yecheskel says. No, but the mitzvah of Shofar
is based on Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, so the Pashup Shad is the mitzvah of Shofar, it depends, it means it's only that time when you do the mitzvah of Shofar. And there's nothing else that pushes it except the fact that Shofar is on Rosh Hashanah. But there's no other mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. There's no other thing pushing it. There's no other thing except the fact that you can't do it except on the day of Rosh Hashanah.
But I said the same thing applies to the Omer. You can't do it except after the Omer.
Exactly. That's what says Divrei Yecheskel. That's why it's not mitzvah. That's my goal. Says Divrei Yecheskel. Very good. That's a whole answer. The Ramban says, Omer is not mitzvah. It doesn't depend on time. Everybody asks, why not? It says, because on its own, it doesn't depend on time. It depends only on Korban Omer. That's what Divrei Yecheskel wants to say. Now, what's the problem with this answer? Two issues. Number one is, this idea, though anything depends on time, you know, it has to be on its own. The Achronim point out that it's l'chor machlokes rishon. Why? Rashi in Kiddushin, when he speaks of mitzvah zeshan groma, he says, you see Rashi back in the middle of the page. He says, Zman groma, Rashi says, Shazman goyrim lo shetovoy. The definition of mitzvah zeshan groma is that time makes it happen. That sounds very much like Torah Avin. That this mitzvah depends on time, not on something else. But Tosfos and Menachos doesn't say that. Because Tosfos and Menachos asks, he speaks about smicha. You know, a person has to lean on the carbon. The din is that smicha needs to be right next to shchita. Techev l'smicha, shchita. You lean on the carbon as close as possible to shchita. Shchita needs to be done in the day. So the Tosfos, if so, smicha is mitzvah shazman goma. Because you can't do smicha in the middle of the night. Because you need to do smicha as close as possible to shchita. And shchita can be done only in the day. So smicha also depends on time. That's what Tosfos says. According to Revan, no, that's not smicha on its own. Smicha depends on shchita, which shchita depends on time. So, according to, if you don't define it on its own, the chur etzah mitzvah shazman groma, according to Revan. Number two is, Mishnah to Revan speaks about a mitzias. Right? What is we speak about Bikurim. Bikurim, do you depend on what? On the harvest time. Harvest time is a mitzias, is a, you know, it's a natural fail, cause. So he's saying the mitzvah on its own doesn't depend on time. The mitzvah on its own depends on a outside factor. Which outside factor? Harvest. Okay. But here you're saying the sphere of depends on what? On carbon armor. And what is carbon armor? It's a mitzvah as well. So it's a little harder to say that, you know, Sfirah Omer is not depending on time. Why? On its own, you do whatever you want it. Sfirah Omer depends on another mitzvah, but that mitzvah depends on time. So tell me, yeah, but it's really separated. I'm looking at mitzvah B, it has nothing to do with time, and the only thing that causes that the time limit is mitzvah A. It's a little harder to say. If you say it depends on a natural cause, okay, so it's not a mitzvah thing. But if you're saying that the mitzvah depends on time, because another mitzvah depends on time, meaning the Torah really confined it by time. Because of another mitzvah, you put mitzvah A and mitzvah B combined together, you still confine it by time. So this, it's a note that maybe the Divrei Yecheskel, you can argue that you cannot compare the Torah Avin, which speaks about a mitzvah which depends on an outside factor, to a Sfirah Omer which depends on another mitzvah. Something to think about. But that's an answer to Divrei Yecheskel.
Why can't Sfirah Omer fall into the category of mitzvah seshas on grama that women do? Like matzah. Or
good question.
Hanukkah,
good question. Maybe that's what the Rambam ever wants to say. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that mitzvah zeh she'ein is mangum. And we're trying to explain the Rambam right now. The Kuntri Seishurim of Gusman comes with a givaldic answer. The Rambam. Why is not mitzvah zeh she'ein is mangum? And so says the Yeruchim Perla. Two Eluim, you know, Eluisha cups, like you brought it, you know, Eluisha Svaras and the Svarim, they come with this following answer. Say like this. I'm bringing a small, you know, Hagdama to the answer. If a person has to do, let's say, a lulav. Lulav obviously is mitzvah shezman, grown on its own. But let's take that aside. If I have a lulav on the second day of Sukkot, I shake the lulav. On the third day of Sukkot, I do not have the lulav. Would you tell me that I don't have the mitzvah of lulav on the third day of Sukkot?
The mitzvah is only on the first day.
No, I'm saying the mitzvah derabbanan. I purpose it with the mitzvah derabbanan. You have a mitzvah derabbanan to do every day. On the second day, that's why I said second day, not the first day, purposely. So second day of Sukkot, let's say you want to get a chutzarts. Third day of Sukkot, you have a lulav. The fourth day, you don't have. Will you tell me that you don't have a mitzvah of lulav on the fourth day? Or you do have a mitzvah of lulav, you just don't have a way to implement it? Well, the second thing makes more sense. You have a mitzvah of lulav, you just don't have a lulav, right? So what are you missing? You're missing the hechetimtza. You're missing the way, the tool to do the mitzvah. You have the mitzvah. You just don't have how to do it. Right? Says the Kutta Tashir and the following. Because when you have a mitzvah says Shazman Groma, usually mitzvah says Shazman Groma, it means, in theory, I could do Shoyer for any day of the year. The Torah tells me, do it only on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Well, we couldn't find it in time. It's a mitzvah which depends on time. I took a certain time and I said the mitzvah goes only there. That's all good in a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah that has nothing to do with time. And the mitzvah depends on time. Blow a shofar only a certain time. But when you have a mitzvah, which the mitzvah is to go ahead and count time. Right? What is a mitzvah? The mitzvah Sfiras Soyim is go count the time between Pesach and Shavuos. That's what you're required to do. So when I come to Hanukkah, I tell you, let's count. So, I'm sorry, I can't. Why not? Well, I don't have what to count. I want to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So when I'm in the days between Pesach and Shavuos, I'm able to count these days because I'm right now as if I have what to do. I have where to do the mitzvah. I have the days that need to be countable. I have those days. But if I'm in Hanukkah, I would love to do the mitzvah, but I can't count these days because I don't have them. It's as if you don't have a lulav. The Kutzah Hashem says when you're counting days and I'm not in that time period, it's not that Tzimtzum Shezman Koma. I just don't have the tool to go in and do the mitzvah. I'll bring another example to that. Another example on Halacha. The Mugen Avraham in the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana. We do Kiddush HaChodesh. We do Kiddush Levana. Mokti Shabbos. We go when we daven Kiddush Levana. Says the Mugen Avraham, Kiddush Levana is the mitzvah Shezman Koma. Why? Because when can you do Kiddush Levana? Only the first half of the month. We know, after you pass Tesvav, you can do Kiddush Levana. So Kiddush Levana is mitzvah Shezman Koma. Says the Chachas Shoyma, what are you talking about? Kiddush Levana is the only first half of the month because you have to do Kiddush Levana when the Levana is new, before the Levana starts to shrink. So the first half of the month, the Levana is new and it grows and it grows and it grows until it gets to the middle of the month. The second half of the month, the way it appears in our eyes, the moon starts to become old. It starts shrinking. So I need to count Kiddush Levana on a new Levana, not on an old Levana. That's the halacha. So in the first half of the month, I have a Levana to count. But the second half of the month, I don't have a Levana to count. Says the Chacham Shoyim, that's not Mitzvah Shezman Koma. Mitzvah Shezman Koma is, you can do it anytime. Just, we limited you to a certain time. But when I'm from Mitzvah Atzvi, I want to do Kiddush Levana in the second half of the month. You could do it. I just don't have a Levana to do it on. That's not Mitzvah Shezman Koma. You're missing the tool. You're missing the mitzvah. You're missing the cheftza to do the mitzvah on. Says, once again, I'm going to finish days. Says, Sfira Soimer, you, in theory, you can count Sfira Soimer any day of the year. Go ahead, count Sfira Soimer. The only reason you can't count Sfira Soimer is because I don't have the days to count.
Because they're reliant on time.
Yeah. No. So, if I don't have a Levana, says the Chacham Soimer, I just don't have the tool to count. I don't have a lulav. I don't have the tool to count. I don't have the days. I don't have the days to count. Says the Kutzah Shurim. What is the Kutzah Shurim basically saying? Saying like this. Kutzah Shurim Ruchim Perla. There's a difference when you have a mitzvah which depends on time. And a mitzvah that goes ahead and counts time. Two separate things. When it depends on time is, in theory, I could do Shofar on a different day. Torah told me, no, do it only Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah Shezman Koma. But the Torah tells you, you need to go and count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So if I'm not between Pesach and Shavuos, I can't count it, not because Mitzvah Shazan Gama, just because I don't have what to count. I don't have the what to do to the Mitzvah. It's a Gevaldik Asvar. That's what the Shirim says. Some people do in Facebook, but it's a Gevaldik Asvar. It's a Illusion Asvar. Right. You can't also same thing. So if I don't have how to do it, I don't have what to count. So that's good to show the difference between mitzvah depends on time or mitzvah which is actually counting time. Says the Kuzurim, that's why the Ramban says that sphere soim is the shein is my grandma. Because it's not because I can count only these and these days. You can count any time of the year. Close Monday, you have what to count. And the only time you have to count is Pesach Shavuos. Now, just a side note between the two answers of the Yecheskel and Kodesh Yom, before we continue on to what we're going to do, is that you realize, and this is not the topic of this year, but just to mention, because we spoke about it last year in length, is the big Machlokes is Rishonim. What is Sfiras Yom today Deraisa or Derabbanan? And the basic understanding, what's the Machlokes, is what's the reason you count Sfiras Yom? Do you count it from the Omer, which we don't have today, or you count between Pesach and Shavuos, which you do have today? That's Aruch HaShulchan explains the Machlokes Rishonim. These two answers, L'chor, depend on that. According to the Divrei Cheskel, Sfira Soyim depends on Noimer. So that's why it's on its own, depending on something else. That's according to the Rishonim, the whole, that today it's the Rabbanim. But if, according to the Kutu Shurim, the whole idea is the mitzvah is between Pesach and Shavuos. So I need this certain days, not the mitzvah after the Noimer, it's a mitzvah of these this time of the year. So that goes with the other Rishonim. So L'chor would be depending on these Rishonim. But that's a good show because I explained the Ramban. Now I want to go ahead, that's what I mentioned also last year here, is I want to use this idea of the Kodesh Yerim to go and to speak to the other Shita. What does the Kodesh Yerim tell me? There's a difference between a mitzvah, which depends on time, and a mitzvah, which is counting time. Different. He wants to say, when you count time, it's not a mitzvah Shazman Goma. But when it depends on time, it is a mitzvah Shazman Goma. I want to take that svar and just say the opposite. To go and explain the other shita. And we'll start with the mitzvah of, sure we said here, regarding Havdalah. Let's start the following. The Ramah tells us, let's see, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Tzadik Vav, Hilchos Havdalah, says the following, middle of the page. Nashim chayavos be'Havdalah, keshesh chayavos be'Kiddush, eish v'shecholak. It's machlekes if Havdalah and Kiddush are the same, and do the chayav and Havdalah the same with the chayav and Kiddush. Machlekes v'shoyim. Says the Ramah, therefore, they shan't do Avdol on their own, they should hear Avdol from men. Now, where there is such kind of a Shmuel, the woman should not drink the cup of wine. Right? What's the reason? So, pick up all, there's some in not to drink a cup of wine. There is some kind of a pashas above my that say that they're going to grow a beard. That's not true. There's no real source to that. But there is a cause that women should not drink. We're not speaking about women drinking the cup of wine. That's something else. You can give somebody else to drink. We're speaking about a woman doing a bracha of Avdol. So the Ramah says women should not do bracha of Avdol. Why? Because maybe they're not mechuyev. Maybe it's mitzvah shazan goma, they're not mechuyev. So the Chayim asks, so what? The same way they could do lulav, they could do Avdol. Same question. So why you tell them not to do a bracha on Avdol? So the Chayim struggle with it. One answer is the Taz. The Taz wants to tell us because it's only the Rabbanon. Look at the Taz right below the Ramah. Says Shani Yosef Chiyuv Tzanashi with the Raisa, my Sheikh and Kain Shtaitel Ptush with the Rabbanon, Phil Banashi with the Shalom Groma. So says the Taz, well, it's a mitzvah the Shalom Groma, it's a din the Rabbanon. And it's not a mitzvah the Raisa, it's with the Rabbanon. So mitzvah the Raisa, if a woman is potter, she wants to accept it upon herself, she could. Mitzvah the Rabbanon, she can't. That's what says the Taz.
How do we shulchan aruch harav? Can you clarify? A woman has to do some kind of havdalah, but what is the optional part?
No. We're speaking here: is a woman mechuyev in havdalah or not?
Listen, if she's obligated. Not around any kind of man, and Shabbos ends, she has to do something. She may not have to do it.
So we paskin that she does havdalah. She does a regular havdalah, the whole thing.
You can't paskin that she doesn't have to do havdalah.
It's not a topic today. We paskin a halacha that she does havdalah, but really it's a machlekes. Some hold she doesn't have to do havdalah. We paskin we do. You ask a halacha lemaisa, right?
How could it be that a woman doesn't have to do it?
Because some
Rishayim has to do it.
No, some Rishayim hold she doesn't have to do it.
She just goes from Shabbos into the weekday without
Avdallah. According to these Rishayim, she goes with that.
She doesn't have to do it. I'm saying, are we talking about the candles?
Simple answer is, according to these Rishayim, she does nothing.
even a pasuk.
Nothing. Nothing.
See, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Nothing. But we don't pasuk like this. It's a site a different sukkah. Now come. So says the Shulchan Aruch Rav on the Taz. One second. What does the Taz tell me? The Taz says that the mitzvah the rabbanon she can't accept upon herself. So what are you talking about? Of course she could. Lulav on the second day of Sukkot. It's the rabbanon. Look at Shulchan Aruch Rav. Kundush Achron. It says Kundush Achron. It says Mashikos of a Taz Tzuchin Godol Mehalal the Rosh Chodesh. First of all, Halal Rosh Chodesh. It's the rabbanon. Lulav b'shai me'achag. Lulav the rest of the chag. It's all the rabbanon, and a woman does it. So you see, a woman does accept it upon herself a mitzvah the rabbanon. What is the Taz saying? She can't do avdala because the mitzvah the rabbanon. That's the Taz. The Mugdav Ram wants to say. Ve'efshar, da'as ramah, mitzvah sheyesh bo, in the last side of the page, sheyesh bo asir rishen l'sez avarach. Hadar she'ein ber labroch ha'kakon kan, ein rishars. Is it like this? When can a woman accept upon herself a mitzvah? If she's doing something. Lulav, she's shaking her lulav. Shofar, she's blowing a shofar. But here, in Avdala, she's just doing a bracha. Baruch ator Hashem, right? Mavdu b'koyish l'chor. So that she can't do. She can't accept upon herself only a bracha. That's why she can't do Avdala. So comes the Oruch HaShulchan right below. It's a long Oruch HaShulchan, goes through the sukkah. If you want to see it afterwards, see it afterwards. Says the Oruch HaShulchan, why not? What's the difference if she does a mice or not? A woman is not mechuyev in a mitzvah. She can accept that upon herself. Why can't she do this? And what do you mean she's not doing a mice? Because she's doing a mice. She's drinking wine. Okay? So the Oruch HaShulchan, the Chornim are struggling to understand. Why does the Ramah tell me that a woman should not do Avdullah? The same way she does Lulah, she should be able to do Avdullah. Question. So we mentioned it was a shiur we gave here about 2 years ago. And the answer they wanted to say is the following. Similar to Kudus Shurim, just the opposite. And he said the idea is like this. The mitzvah says like this. Rabbanu told us, based on the Torah, the mitzvah says that Shazman Groma Noshim Pturis. Woman or potter for mitzvah says Shazman Groma. Why? Well, you know, you could go into, it really goes into Yinan and Kabbalah. Why mitzvah says Shazman Groma Pturis? The Rishayim bring what's really based on the Gemara Kedushin is that they're Rishus Achayim Aleim. They're always obligated to somebody else, either to the father, to the husband, so they can't accept upon himself a mitzvah which depends on time. That's what Rishayim say. The Kabbalah, what?
You don't mention the children?
No. I'm speaking about woman right now. Just woman right now. No, regarding that, the obligation is not, they're not dependent on children. Others, the Kabbalah is a yonim that a woman has to do. She's like, you know, she's outside of the realm of obligations of time. Some use it, many, based on real sources. It's actually a feminism thing, that a woman is above that. Right? Men are in the realm of time, and they're obligated to do many things which depend on time. A woman is like outside of that. Okay, not going into that whole sugya. Why is that so? But the din is that a woman is not associated with mitzvahs etzah shezman groma. Now, we have a katzim, we agree, lalacha, that a woman can go ahead and accept upon herself that mitzvah that she's not obligated to do. Lulav. She's not obligated to do lulav. But if she wants to go and do lulav, she could. She can go ahead, she's potter, she's not associated with mitzvah dependent time, right? But if someone can go ahead and accept upon himself more than he's obligated to do, and even though he's not obligated to do it, she can associate herself with the shofar. She can associate herself with lulav. She can associate with all the mitzvahs such as my grandma. She could take it upon herself. That's true. But that's only a mitzvah. One second. That's only a mitzvah. Which is a mitzvah. You have to do it. You have to do something. Now, the thing is, you're potter because it depends on time. So a woman says, listen, I know I'm potter, but I still accept that upon myself. But what happens in a mitzvah, which the mitzvah defines time? And I'll bring an example to this. In Hilchas Avdolah as well, we learned in that series 2 years ago. The Avdolah is that you have to do a bracha on a candle. Right? There's a condition. You have to enjoy the light of the candle. If you don't enjoy the light, you can't do a bracha. Therefore, the halacha is that a sumola aleinu, a blind person, cannot do a bracha on a candle. Why not? Because he can't see, they can't see. What happens if a sumo goes in and says, you know, I know I'm potter to do on a candle, but I want to go and accept it upon myself. Would he be able to accept upon himself the bracha of a candle?
No.
Why not? Because you can't. You there's a condition for the mitzvah is you need to be able to go ahead and see the light. Now, What happens other mitzvahs? Well, according to Machlokes in the Gemara, if a sumo is potter, we call him mitzvah Torah, not potter. Rav Yosef, you know, he was very happy when someone said that he's potter. Chai, the sugi in the Gemara. Other mitzvahs, let's say assume that a sumo is potter for the mitzvahs. Can he accept upon himself all the mitzvahs? Yes. Why? Because it's not a direct contradiction to what he is. To put on tefillin, let's assume that a sumo is potter for the mitzvahs. He can accept upon himself to put on tefillin. It doesn't contradict his essence. But if he wants to do a mitzvah, which is exactly a direct contradiction to what he is, candle, you need to enjoy it, you have to see it. He can't see, he's potter for that mitzvah, and he's not able to take upon himself. Why? It's a direct contradiction to what he is. So by woman. A woman can accept upon herself a mitzvah, which depends on time. But a mitzvah which defines time, the whole essence of the mitzvah, is to go ahead and tell me what time is all about. Tell me what time is it. Women are not connected to the mitzvah such as man grama. It's a contradiction. It is a sexual contradiction to who they are. Havdalah defines time. Havdalah tells me, till now it's Shabbos, and from now it's a weekday. Until now it's Kodesh, and from here is Chol, like Kiddush. If a woman doesn't have a chiyuv d'oraisa, the Torah did not tell me the woman is chayavim avdala, she can't accept upon herself that mitzvah. Says the Rama, a woman should not do. If you don't hold, she has his mechuyot. Why not? She can't accept upon herself something which defines time. She accepts herself a mitzvah which depends on time. But a mitzvah which is time, someone could assure you what they take a chiluk. There's a difference between a mitzvah which is under time and a mitzvah which defines time. And he wanted to use the opposite. If it defines time, it's not a mitzvah shel grama. I want to say the same idea, just the opposite. Mitzvah, which is under time, it's a mitzvah just about grandma, the woman can accept upon herself. But a mitzvah defines time, it's a direct contradiction to what a woman is all about. A woman cannot accept upon herself a mitzvah, which that mitzvah is the exact contradiction to what she is. She's not associated with mitzvah, that depends on time. And therefore, she can accept upon herself a mitzvah, which defines time. And that's the reason, says the Rama, that she can do a mitzvah, she can do avdalah. That's what I wanted to explain then. According to that, let's go back to Sfira Soyim. And we can say the following. We go back to original questions. Now, the Debre Yecheskel and Turi Evan spoke to the Ramban that says the mitzvah says that the Sfira Soyim, it is as a shein as man grom. He tried to explain why the Ramban holds that. The Rambam, as we learned, the Rambam, the Chinuch, both hold that the chiyuv of Sfira Soimer is mitzvah sezve shazman grama. It is a mitzvah shazman grama. And therefore, woman apart. Okay? Now the question is, can a woman accept it upon herself to go and do it? Says the Birkei Yosef, yeah, why not? The same way she can accept upon herself lolov, so she can accept upon herself Sfira Soimer. According to what we're learning now, maybe the answer is no. She can accept upon herself a mitzvah which is under the realm of time. But she cannot accept upon herself a mitzvah which defines time. Sfira Soimer defines time. You're counting time. So your whole mitzvah is going ahead and defining and speaking about time. That a woman cannot do. And therefore she...
The 12th day, you count it or you don't count it.
No, I know, but you can't, of course. But the bracha, what is the bracha? Okay, that's what... To answer your question. You're right, but what is the mitzvah? Okay, shkeach. But what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to go ahead and the mitzvah is to go and count the time. Right, if I don't do it, I'll do it. Also, Shabbos will go away. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go ahead and speak about time. So you may live, that mitzvah you can't do. So therefore, what happens? No, but you're still counting time. You're right, the time will go back, but you missed the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count the time. You're right, it will happen without you. But what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to find time. So go ahead, comes the Mishnah Berurah and the Birkei Yosef and say, you know, there's a minhag in Am Yisrael, the woman should not count. Why not? The Mishnah Berurah said, maybe because they're going to forget and you're not going to do it. We asked, it's a little hard to say. You asked a good question. What happens if you're sure she's going to remember? According to this, the mitzvah the minhag not to count is because it's a mitzvah which defines time, because the mitzvah which speaks about time, a woman cannot accept that by herself. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the Birkei Yosef, there's a minig, some minig in Christ, a woman should not count. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, you know, women do count. Why? Shavu alay chayva. They created a new chayr for a woman to count. Says the Mechaschim, why? Why create a new thing? Like any other mitzvah, says my Gama. According to this, this may be the Pshan Ramah. really, if it would be a regular mitzvah shezman grama, the minig of that the mishabura brings would apply. Says the Mogavon, they would not count for your soimer. Why not? Because it's a mitzvah which defines time. It's a mitzvah which counts time. They can't do it. They can't accept it by himself. So therefore, says the Mogavon, there's a new chayva. Shavu al chayva. It's as if, similar, like someone asked me, I said this shiur in London, Hendon Adas. Someone asked right after, the rabbi asked me over there, what about the svira of Shiva Nikim? One has to count Shiva Nikim when she's a Nida. So what's the simple answer? Of course she has to count Shiva Nikim, but that's a mitzvah deraisa. The Torah said that she can count Shiva Nikim. That's so for Allah. Somebody here was asking the question as well, what about Kiddush? Kiddush, a woman is chayav to do Kiddush. Kiddush is also defining time, correct. But it's a gzeiras hakosov that a woman is chayav Kiddush. So it's a gzeiras hakosov, so therefore you have it. So whenever you have gzeiras hakosov, the Torah tells you there's some special chiyuv, you're right. Regular mitzvah, she has a grandma, she's potter. There's a concept that she could sometimes accept upon herself. We say that mitzvah depends on time, she can't accept upon herself. Okay? But what happens if she has a chiyuv? Well, then she will have it. That's why it's a deraisa. Comes the Mugav Ram and says, Shav yalai chayva. It's as if it's a new concept. There's a mitzvah deraisa for wet men. At least according to some rishonim, mitzvah deraisa even today to count sfira. Woman went and accepted upon herself a new chayva, even though the potter. And if there would be a regular ptur, they wouldn't be able to accept upon himself. So you have to come to a new chayva. Says the Ramash, Shav yalai chayva. Because why you have to come to a new concept? Because what we're saying makes a lot of sense. Because if you wouldn't have come to a new chayva, you would have a problem for a woman to accept upon herself something which is not mechayev to do. So that's maybe an explanation to explain why the Mugen Avraham has to come to Shavu Lechayva and why there's a main class of a woman not to count. Lamaise, what aloch lamaise? Lamaise, David Kamarov, David Kamarov. The great Mugen Avraham, Shavu Lechayva, they accepted themselves a new Chayva, a woman to count. The Mishabura brings the main out, the woman should not count. So the Mishabura deal should they bring different Minhagi Yisrael, different Gedoy Yisrael, Shalom Zalman, Yashar, Moshe, if they count in the house or not. There's, it's not in the Kan and the Kan. The Mugen Avraham says yes. Mishabur brings no, so David come out. Do I go in my house? I don't encourage my wife to count, but if she wants to count, she will count. You know, there's enough. There's two shitas over here, and Allah lamais if you can count or not. Gromo says yes, Mishabur says no, but at least we came to explanation over here that we took this idea the difference between the amitzah which is in time to amitzah which defines time to the two extremes. The Kuntz Shurim takes it to say, that's what Ramban holds, that mitzvah is just on Goma. Because you need the mitzvah, you need the chetz of the mitzvah. And we want to go say, to explain the Ramban, that's a mitzvah is on Goma, it's such a mitzvah is on Goma, it's such a mitzvah a woman cannot accept upon herself, even if she wants to. Just say it.